We are learning Maseches Yevamos Daf Kuf Yud Aleph on Beis, and we're starting the Mishnah on the bottom Kuf Yud Aleph on Aleph. And since we learned already the sugi before, these Mishnahs be very easy. There's one person married to two Yishoymes Katanos, Umes, and he died. Uva Yav Marishayna, and he was did even with one of the Katanos. V'chazar Baal Shniyah Shva'ach Baal Shniyah. Then he went ahead and did even the next wife. On the tzara, or the brother came on tzara. The loch is loy pasal asar shayna. He didn't pasal shayna because the loch is that since they're both the same, once you do yibum, you can't pasal anymore. Once you do yibum, it's over. There's nothing left, and you can't. There's an iser. It's a baal shnei batim. It's an iser to baal tzara, 100 iser, but it doesn't pasal the first one anymore. Not because they're already done yibum, and they're both even in their marriage status. V'chein beis charoshes. Two charoshes married to one person, Reuven. They're the same status. Ketana v'chareshes, if it's a ketana v'chareshes, this we mentioned this in Rashi, this case, ketana v'chareshes, sabo yavam al ketana v'chaz v'al chareshes, if one, the yavam was, did yivam to ketana, then he was ba'al the chareshes, or sabo ach v'al chareshes, pasal is a ketana, ketana becomes pasal. And we'll speak to that why in a second. Ba'yavam al chareshes, let's say did yivam to chareshes, v'chaz v'al ketana, sabo ach v'al ketana, pasal is chareshes, it pasal the chareshes. So, like we spoke out from Rashi, but now we'll understand it better. What's pshat in this halacha? Because we said the chareshes are knuya mashiyeres, and ketana knuya v'nei knuya. So bishlam, if you call in the chareshes first, we understand why we pass them. Because you did yibum the chareshes, but now we do yibum on the ketana. Maybe the ketana was the knuya legamri. So then you pass the chareshes. That's you pass the chareshes. So that's the halacha. When you baal ketana first, be'etzem she mutam alav shach. Because if she's knuya, it's yavam. It's not knuya, it's nothing. It's only a gzeirah to baal chareshes bereisha. That's a pshat in this halacha. But this is a proof that they're different. The chareshes and ketana are different because they're the same. So why are they pat? It's like by two chareshes, two ketana, they don't pat each other. Why are they pasal each other? Teretz is, they're pat each other. We're the pasal. Teretz is at different levels. That was a raya. Rashi has different levels. What about pikachas v'chareshes? What about if Reuven's married to a Pikeach and a Chareshes. One's the Rabban, one's the Raisa. So, Ba'al Yavam al Pikachas. So, Shimon is Ba'al, does even want the Pikachas, because of Achareshes, or is Ba'al Ochav Achareshes, like Pasal is a Pikachas. Why? Because it's a good Yibim Lagamri. But the opposite case, Ba'al Yavam al Chareshes, the Yavam did even want the Chareshes, because of Ba'al Pikachas, is Ba'al Ochav al Pikachas, Pasal is a Chareshes. Then you pass the Chareshes, because the Pikachas is the real Yibim. Same thing like Doyle Ketana. Gdoyla Ketana, Reuven is married to Gdoyla and Ketana, Ba'yavam ala Gdoyla, V'chaz ala Ketana, Shvach ala Ketana, if he did Yibam on the Gdoyla, and now he went ahead and did Yibam with the Ketana, or another brother did Yibam with Ketana, does not pass, it passes like Gdoyla, because once he did Yibam with the Gdoyla, Reuven's house is taken care of, there's nothing left you can do, you're not passing anything. But the opposite case, Ba'yavam ala Ketana, V'chaz ala Gdoyla, Shvach ala Gdoyla, passes like Ketana, why? Because the Iker Yibam was on the Gdoyla. So once he did that, you pass the Ketana, because Ba'yavam ala Ketana, Rabbi Yellow's Nozaimer, Malam din Naktanash Timayimbo. What you should do is that if you did Yibam on the Ketana and then we'll Baal Gdaila, so what you do is tell the Ketana do Mian and then you can keep the Gdaila. Because all these cases, when you did Yibam on the first one, let's say the Ketana, and then we'll Baal on the Gdaila, so Pasal the Ketana, and you also can't stay married to the Gdaila either. Because Lamaisa, you Baal Ketana, so it's really a shtickle shbainish neibatim. But if you did Mion on the Ketana Mafreya, so then you never did any Banish Nebatim, so therefore it's a Eitza. Rabbi Laza says, Malamda Ketanim Shuti Moyim Bon. Yeah. Zoktimar, it's a very good, we have before, so Rabbi Nelson, yeah. Rabbi Eliezer on Tafkuf Tes, we have a different Rabbi Eliezer there. They also said Malamdim is a Ketanim Shuti Moyim Bon. It's a different one there. They were talking about, they wanted to talk about in a second, a Gedoyla Oktana. They were talking about a case where there were two sisters and there were two brothers. Where one was married to Gdol, one was married to Ketana. So it says that if Shimon's married to Ketana and Gdol falls to her, what do you do now? It's a chayz ishto, but it's not a real chayz ishto because they're not married. It's a melamed shetamayim boy. That was another case. So I want to talk about that case also. Small Gemara here. Zot Gemara. Omra Huidam Shmuel. Halacha k'Rab Elazar. We paskin like Rab Elazar, Rab Eliezer, Rab Elazar, Shaul Negirsis, but this V'chein Omar Rab Elazar, which is Rab Elazar ben Pedas, who's Amira, that we pass like Rabbi Eliezer the Mishnisim, who is Lezer ben Shemua. But upon him, we pass like this halacha, Melamed Shetamayim Bo. And now the truth is, we had this before also, we pass like Rabbi Eliezer, Melamed Shetamayim Bo. So it's Dr. Gemara of a Tzricha, you need both of them. The Yitma Baha Kamaisa, if he said in the Mishnah 2 blad ago, Baha Kamashmu Alok Rabbi Eliezer, why? Shemuloi Kayim Mitzvah Zibam. Because there, you want to be Kayim Mitzvah Zibam. You have here, Reuven dies, his poor wife is waiting, you know, needs Yibum, and you're married to a Ketana, and we're a problem over here. It's not really a Ketana. Say, so come on, Baal, you'll do the Mitzvah Yibum. Abaha, but here, remember, this case was, there's Baal Ketana, Bechaz, Baal Gdela. So it's Mekai Mitzvah Yibum. So just give a get, and then Shalom HaYisrael. What do you have to do with me for? Abaha, Mekai Mitzvah Yibum, Eimer, Tavayu, Lif, give a get. Both of them should come, go out a get. Why saying do me in? We're Misrachik from Miyunim. We don't do like do me in. Marzano, but like I said, opposite. What? Because it was Balak Tana, the Balak Daila. The Balak Daila passed the Ktana. So you have to give a get on the Ktana, and the girl also you have to. Via Shmino and Baha, if you had just a second case, I'll explain you why I want to mean there. Mashum the Gdaila Ram Yikame. There, you're not married to anyone there. So really, there, when Reuben dies with the two wives, your mitzvah Zibin is on the Gdaila. You made a mistake to the Ktana first. Now, by doing Miyun, you'll mafreya. Turn it into mitzvah zibum, and that's Ram Yikameh. Aval Idoch, if you think about it, on Tublat ago, there is no Ram Yikameh. We love Tricha. There is not Ram Yikameh. Why not? Because there, you're really married to the Ketana. You're really married to the Ketana. So the Gdoila there is not Ram Yikameh, because Achoyis Ishtoi. You're not really married. You don't have Yibum there. So there's not Ram Yikameh, and therefore, maybe there you will not do Miyan, Kamash Vlon, that you do Miyan. Zok to Mishta Vaite. New Mishta. Yavam Katon Shaba Ayavam Ketana. The halacha is that obviously a Yavam Katon is not chayiv in mitzvahs, no chayiv in yibum. Even though a bia spent hes is called a bia, pashtus, it's only the midiraisa that there's no yibum. Because yibum needs a bendas, and he's not a bendas yet. And some shayim hold it's the raisa, but the rabbanim made it into maimer. But either way, in halacha, we consider a yibum of a bendas to consider a maimer. So you have here a Yavam Katan. Shimon's is a Katan. Let's say Reuben dies. Shimon's a Katan, and Reuben's wife was a Katana. So Yavam Katan Shbala Katana. The halach is Yigadlu Zem Zeh. They should get older. They're not mutter. If they're not mutter until they get older, and they can't even give a get. Actually, after Yibum, they have to get older because a get Katan is nothing. So therefore, the halach is you have to live together until the. Until he's 13, and then he can give a get if he wants. So you got to lose them, let them stay married until they get older. And then they'll see what to do.
They can live together.
Well, they can live together, yeah.
Even though they can't do any ma'aseh?
They do. They could do ma'aseh. It's the bentes. It's the darabanan. They could then maybe it's not the raisa, but there's no problem. We'll see. Maybe it's not a problem. I'm sorry, it's what we see the Gemara. But right now, no problem. Ba yevama gedayla. Let's say the katan was ba on yevama gedayla. So tigad lenu. So then. They can also stay married until they get older, and the only way that they can break up the marriage is when the cotton gets old, they give a get. Hayevama, now not halacha, like this. Let's talk about two gedolim. Hayevama sha'amru v'serach, so remember like this, that for a yavam to be kind mitzvah yivam, you need a bia. If not, if you just get married, and quote unquote married without any bia, you still need chalitza. So we have here a story, that a yavama sha'amru v'serach sha'ishm yoyim, they got married within 30 days, it's within 30 days, she's coming to Beis Din, and she says, Loi Nivalti, that, you know, she's coming with a get now, like the Gemara will speak out, she's coming with a get. And she says, the Yavam never had beer with me, and therefore I'm not Mutal Shuk, even with my get, because we never Mekayim the Mitzvah Yibam. The halacha is, Koyfenoy Seh Shiachas Lo. We force him to give a Chalitza, which means we believe her, Koyfenoy Seh Shiachas Lo. But after 30 days, we don't believe her anymore. Like the Gemara says, for 30 days not to do bia, it's impossible. And therefore, we don't believe her. So then, we ask him to give chalitza. Now, what do you need chalitza for? If she did bia, what do you need chalitza for? So Rashi explains, because she is shavya anafsha chaticha di yisura. Shavya anafsha chaticha di yisura. Because she says that there's no bia. So be her, she's not mutal shok. So she needs chalitza. But we can't force him, because he says he's tanning the bia. And especially there's a chazak on his side. So therefore, mevakshim enosh yachas lo. Uvizman shehu moida, if he's moida, that they didn't do bia, then I feel achash deim was a chayish krev enosh yachas lo. Then everything, we know is no bia, we know is no kiyim of mitzvah yibam, therefore, even after 12 months, we will force him to do chalitza. Another halacha, once talking about mevakshim, another halacha. Let's say, in aderes anama yivama, b'chaye bala. Let's say, in the chaye bala, you have Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven's married to Rachel, and Rachel does not like Reuven's brother Shimon. You know, Shimon bothers them. He comes always to the house. Always, he says, "You know what? I don't want to ever see Shimon again." No. That's what happened over there. So now, when Reuven dies, she has a problem. She can't do Yibum with Shimon. She asked her not. So we force Shimon to give a chalitza because it's not her fault that she didn't expect her husband to die. So therefore, we force him to give chalitza. But let's say after Mrs. Baila, she decides to make a nether not to be with Shimon. So then already it's not his fault, it's her fault. What are you doing after? What are you doing that for? Therefore, we ask him for a favor, but we can't force him. If she had a kavanah even b'chayav bala that when her husband died she did this for, then also mavakshim is also in the status of mavakshim, not kaifin, because again she did it to spite the yavam. Once you do something to spite the yavam, we can't force the yavam to give chalitza. Zok to Gemara. Gemara is first talking about the first line in the Mishnah. We're discussing a yavam katana and a yavam katan. Yavam katan shaba yavam katana yigal zem zem. This is ba yavam gedayla tegad lenu. So Gemara, let me see like Rami. A Mishnah Chara is not like Rami. Tanu to the Brisa. Katan v'katana loychotzim lemiyavim. You do not allow a katana and a katan. Obviously, not do chalitza because a katan can't do chalitza. It says ish in the parasha. But loy misiyavim. You don't do yibum. Divrei Rami. Now, why not? So Gemara says the reason why you don't let them do yibum is because we're worried that maybe he's a saris, a shemiyim saris, and katana maybe timsa islandis, and they're not yibum, and it comes out that paygim be'erva. Turns out we have more samach alpha on base.
First case of the Mishnah, the
both cotton. It was a good beer because it's bent test. Yeah, it's a good beer, but worried there might be he might be a saurus. He's only nine. We don't know yet.
Nothing
to do with it because we're worried there might be a saurus and an analyst. They're potter from yibum, and if you do yibum when you're potter, it's an aishus ach. It's Issa Erva. Therefore, he's worried. Rameya holds Yechoshu Lemiyuta. Rameya Shita all of a Shas is Choshu Lemiyuta. And there are Miyat people who are Aris and Alanis. Here, worried there'd be Aris and Alanis. Therefore, it's Rameya's own private Shita, the Lemis Yavim. Our mission is not like Rameya. So, I think, no, I feel like Rameya, Kiyom Rameya is Gdaila Lakatan or Katana Gadol. The Chaminai will be a Disuru. One of them is a Bar Oinchim, and they have an Isser of Isurim. So therefore, a gadol to cut the word, the cut might be a saris, and a ketana to gadol worried that the ketana might be islandess. Av a cutan of all ketana tavayik adon. They're both ketanim. They're both not bar oinchin. Both not bar isurim. Omar. He didn't argue on that. And it's a voya from this sugya, like the Restipler points out that a cut and Rashi says a bezim mitzuvim lafrishoy. But it's a voya. There's no iser even because a cut and ketana. You tell me, okay, good. They're not bar oinchin. They're only oinish. But lais is aser. Vice dois the ketana is an iser. But so he says it could be rameya, right? Because it's cut and ketana. Gemara pashto kasha. Val cut and val ketani. Bal yivam a gedola to gad lenu. They last stay married. A bal yivam a gedola last stay married. What about there? There's a gedola. One of them is a gedola. Amrachinina kazoi. Ba shiny. There was b'di'evet. Afraid to marvah tekad lenu kamar. So they can stay married. The chal bia bia de'isuru. And on the chvaratam, he's not like Rameyer. It must be the mission is not like Rameyer. But now the Gemara says, okay, good. It's not like Rameyer. But even if you hold not like Rameyer, that there's no iser yibim per se. But Lamai says another problem. If it's not a hokum ach of shame, if they can't have children, so then that should be a hafkah in the mitzvah yibum. Kari kan lahokim la'okiv shame. They can't be making akiv shame. They can't have children. So that alone should say it's an eishes ach shloim makam mitzvah. That it's a brother's wife, not in a makam mitzvah. Amar bai amar kra yevamai yavai aleha kolduhu. The pasuk says yevamai yavai aleha kolduhu. That anything, it's a special deras akosiv that it says that any type of Yibum, even not lahok of shame, even not kibbutz of shame, still there's a mitzvah of yibum. That's a bias pshat.
No, maybe that's
the Gemara asks. Gemara says that yivama yaveleh sounds like mechal malkaim, and we darshan in the means even in such a case. Where you have to realize the kibbutz could have is a bar hachi to have kids in a few years, but right now, say Taisa speaks out, but like siv achia meis yaveleh. Says yivama yaveleh. It's extra words. It's much for any type of case. Anyway, I have to say that because miyka midi the hashda asirale, the how could it be that b'shasta fila b'shasta misa it was aser or the b'shasta sharia, Anytime that b'shas tefila, it's not mutar. Basura, it's also. So here, if the katak tana also because not hakev alchem shame, so it hasn't come with later on. So ve'im alchenami, maybe taka. If it's a katak tana taka, no yibum. Who said it is? On makro ki yeshu achem yachtov v'im yachtov. It's mashu ki yeshu achem yachtov. Any way you are, ki yeshu achem yachtov. That there is yibum. That there is yibum. Even ki yeshu achem yachtov. So therefore, we see klar that there's yibum. If it's called as a mitzvah yibum, so then it can't be that it was usher for the first few years that it came with that. There's no such thing. So it must be, it's mutter even now. It's only if you're a mei, it's a problem, maybe of a soros, a zaitik, a problem, maybe. You shouldn't do the mitzvah yibum, you shouldn't do it, just a case. But al-kaponim, l'hokil l'achav shem is not a problem, because mucham ne'obei, that kiyeshu achav yachtav, dinna fil ben yem echad, could do yibum, it's mucham, we're not worried about the problem, l'hokil l'achav shem.